The college experience, Eastern Washington Eagles against the Kansas Jayhawks, March Madness college basketball preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use promo code SGP when you sign up to turn $4 into $256. If the college basketball underdog of your choosing pulls off the almighty upset, that's code SGP to turn $4 into $256 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. We're also brought to you by BetQL. Your bracket may bust, but your bankroll never has to with BetQL. Use the promo code March30 for 30% off the entire year of BetQL. That's BetQL promo code March30. We're also brought to you by Odds Crowd. Are you the best college hoops bettor in the country? Odds Crowd is challenging you to prove it with their free March Madness fantasy betting contest with over $8,000 in cash prizes. Download their app today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is your home to free daily video picks from SGPN. It's like YouTube for sports gambling. Make sure to subscribe to our profile at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. Follow the PicksWise Capper contest at PicksWise.com for free picks and analysis throughout the tournament from the likes of John Rothstein, Rashad Phillips, and Jeff Nadeau, and more. See which expert is trending hot as they battle it out for a winner-takes-all $10,000 prize over at PicksWise.com. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Better Edge operates like a stock exchange for the sports world. Pick the teams you like and have someone else buy the other side. Sign up at BetterEdge.com, promo code SGP for a free $10 play. That's Better Edge, BETTOR Edge.com, promo code SGP. Yes, yes, yes. Woo-wee. Welcome. Welcome to the college experience. Eastern Washington Eagles against the Kansas Jayhawks. March Madness college basketball preview. My name is Colby Swinging Danterbase Dan, AKA Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And let me just get you excited for this game. Give me that Dundee music out there because look, this game is going to be fire. All right, look, Kansas Jayhawks. Everyone wanted to write off the Kansas Jayhawks earlier in the year when they hit a skid. They hit a skid losing 4 of 5, I think 5 of 7. And everyone said, they're done. They're done. The Jayhawks team sucks. Bill Self isn't playing players anymore. They are trash. And then no, he went deep into his coaching darkness and found his team, got his team together. And they grabbed 5 of 6 wins with that only loss being in overtime to Texas. They won 8 of 9 essentially. And then they went to play Texas again in the Big 12 championship and they had COVID issues. So they haven't played since then. Even more compelling is the Eastern Washington Eagles. Yes. Who? Yes. The red turf in football, the Eastern Washington Eagles. They were the preseason favorites to win the Big Sky. They finished 2nd in the regular season. They battled injury from Michael Meadows. They battled injuries from Tyler Robinson, Jack Perry, others. They had an up and down season, but they figured it out in the Big Sky tournament, got it done. And this is a team. Look, you think, oh, Eastern Washington, Kansas is going to blow them away. Well, I think you better start thinking about yours because watch out. Eastern Washington only lost by 3 to Washington State, only lost by 3 at Arizona. They were at Wazoo also, I should add in, and only lost by 5 to St. Mary's. Look, and those are all good programs. So there's reason to believe. And another reason, Eastern Washington has won what? I think 14 of 15. 14 of the last 15 games the Eagles have won. So they're coming in red hot. They don't have COVID issues. Meanwhile, Kansas has a lot of COVID issues. They haven't been able to practice. I think most of the teams in Indianapolis are waiting for McCormick to arrive. Maybe he arrived today. I'm not sure. Also Jalen Wilson, they're waiting for him to arrive. If they don't have McCormick and Wilson, they're going to have a lot of problems because McCormick and Wilson, so the Jayhawks have 4 scorers that average over double digits. McCormick and Wilson are 2 of them. So something to keep an eye on. And they've gotten a lot better as the season's gone on. Besides, I mean, I guess I shouldn't say that because in the middle of the season, they hit that rough patch. But after that rough patch, they have gotten a lot better. So I like the Jayhawks to if they get McCormick and Wilson, I think they're a dangerous team in this tournament. But there's that angle of the COVID, the no practice. Teams have been horrible off COVID this year. So you got to wonder if that gives Eastern Washington a puncher's chance to get things figured out. Eastern Washington, though, they have five guys who average double digits, and they have a coach that knows all about that. Shante Leggins, this guy's a former Fresno State guard, having a great run at Eastern Washington, got him to a tournament before, not the NCAA tournament, but the CBI. He's 75-48 as a head coach of EW. And look, this team can play. I remember previewing this team and thinking they were my preseason pick to win the Big Sky. They finished second in the regular season, but they won the Big Sky, obviously, because they're here. And watch out. Watch out. Some of these guards can play ball. Jacob Davison, Tyler Robertson, Michael Meadows, Kim Akin Jr. all together will get you about 43 points a game. And that doesn't include some of their bench guards that can play. Jacob Groves, Jack Perry, Steele Venters. Those guys are all key. Now they play small ball. They don't have a lot of height on this team. But their best player is their forward Tanner Groves, 16.5 points per game, 8 boards, 1 block. Groves, a junior from Spokane. And I think he's going to get tested because I think that's the matchup we need to focus on most is the fact that, who will be guarding him? Probably, assuming McCormick or Wilson is healthy. I would assume probably McCormick would be the one guarding him, the veteran from Norfolk, Virginia. But if not, then I guess if they can't go, then perhaps Mitch Lightfoot, the experienced veteran there from Arizona, could be that guy. But I think regardless, that matchup's going to be key. Eastern Washington, who knows if they're going to have an edge here. That's going to, I think, be the difference in the game. I think the guard play will have their opportunities. But another angle here is Marcus Garrett's one of the best defensive guards in all of college basketball. He is going to lock down one of Eastern Washington's guards. And so they're going to have to figure some things out. Obviously, Kansas Agbaji's a player that, I don't think Eastern Washington would have an answer for. But then Garrett locking down someone, and then Christian Braun and Bryce Thompson, I think, are big X factors in this game as well. But I really think if E-Dubs wants a chance at winning, Tanner Groves is going to have to play his game. He's going to have to play his game. Now, this line opened up. Well, first, now let me hit you with some KenPom stuff. The Jayhawks ranked 22nd in KenPom's rankings, but they're 59th in offense, 6th in defense. So if this defense locks down the Eagles, maybe they're in trouble. I don't know. I mean, Eastern Washington charting in, by the way, in KenPom's at 110th, 86th offense, 152nd defense. So their offense is the strength of their team. Their defense is the weakness. That's not really what you want to hear, but I'll tell you this. Kansas has let teams mid majors give them a hard time this year. They just played UTEP on March 4th and they needed every minute of that game to win that game. They were down 18 or 20 at one point. They won 67-62 against UTEP. UTEP's not very good in the Conference USA. And that was recently. That was an added game. Go back even further to back in December. I mean, they beat Creighton by 1. Creighton's good. They're in the tournament, but North Dakota State, who's not in the tournament in the Summit League, they only beat by 4. And Kentucky, who didn't make the tournament, they only beat by 3. They've kind of let teams hang with them. So I'm inclined, especially with the COVID issues, to really take the points here. And this line opened at Kansas minus 13, it's down to 10.5. And probably a lot of that has to do with the COVID issues, but I still think so. Clearly the money's going with Kansas. The money's going with Eastern Washington, but I still think you play it. I still think you play it because with the uncertainties of Wilson and McCormick and just with their history, even with Wilson and McCormick, they've let these mid majors hang around. Eastern Washington's a good proven team. I think the play is take Eastern Washington plus 10.5. Kansas gets the win. But Eastern Washington makes them sweat a little bit. Kansas by eight. My final score, 70-62. Final score, Eastern Washington Eagles get the cover. You heard it here first. Guys, if you're a first-time listener to the College Experience, make sure you subscribe. We handicap every single Division I college basketball and college football game. Yes, that includes FCS. We do have you covered for that red turf Eastern Washington Eagles and their star quarterback, Eric Bierre, or Barrier, something like that. Barrier, I feel like. That guy's a stud. And a great comeback against Idaho State. That was a wild game. Anyway, we got you covered. Kansas, obviously, we got you covered too, man. I know football's not been your thing lately with the Les Miles era, but hey, back, we still cover you. I remember the Mark Mangino days. I remember the June Henley days. We got you covered at the College Experience. Subscribe, tell a friend. And yes, look, we handicap every single Division I game. We've been over 500 for 4 years now, and we've only done it for 4 years. So me, Patty C, NC Nick, my co-host, we pick every single game. We've brought you that, you know, all for free on a spreadsheet. And we also are way over 500 on our locks. We give you all of that for free on a spreadsheet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. You're a fool if you don't take it. 1 year you'd say, okay, these idiots got lucky. But 4 years in, no, you got to say, hey, these idiots kind of know what they're doing. Boom. So it's all there for free. Subscribe to the College Experience. We don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks. The only thing I'm going to try to charge you for is your kindness. Get over to iTunes. Give us a 5-star review. Say some nice things about us. Look, oftentimes sponsors say that's a big deal. We're giving you this for free. And look, you could do this for us. You could do this for us. It takes 5 minutes. If even, come on now, even if you've left a review before, do it again, please. If you do, take a screenshot, tag me at the Colby D with your screenshot of your review, and I'll send you a College Experience t-shirt. How about that fucking deal? It's a great deal. You get a brand new shirt going around town. All right. I guarantee you, you're going to have a confidence and aura about you. You're definitely, it's going to lead you to getting laid. All right. Even if you're married, you put that shirt on, your wife's going to say, hey honey, I thought, you know, I'm sorry I yelled at you yesterday. All right. How about some sex tonight? And boom, you're going to have it and it's going to be great. And so take that screenshot, tag me at the Colby D. And also give me a follow on Twitter. Patty C's on Twitter at PattyC831. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. And the Sports Gambling Podcast is on Twitter at DSGP Network. Give them a follow. And check out the Sports Gambling Podcast Slack channel. Honestly, we're talking everything. FCS football down to donkey races in fucking Afghanistan, probably. I don't know. That would be camel races, right? Anyway. Make sure you check out the Sports Gambling Podcast Slack channel. All right. This is the College Experience, Eastern Washington, Kansas style. I say take E-Dub in the points. You better start thinking about yours. And we are.
Finally spring, and I'm saying goodbye snow, hello adventure. And during the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event, you can get epic deals on your favorite Honda model. Ready to get rugged? Then take the off-road in an all-wheel drive Honda SUV, like the CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, or redesigned Ridgeline. Want to take a spring road trip? Then check out a fuel-efficient turbocharged Civic or Accord. Say goodbye to winter and hello to a new Honda. Don't miss huge savings during the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event, now at your local Honda dealer.